Rama's great, Rama's good, Rama does what Rama should. Rama's just, Rama's right, Rama is our guiding light.
The ancient Hindu story of the god Rama and his lovely wife Sita hardly seems like material for an animated cartoon. But in the hands of syndicated comic strip artist and now filmmaker Nina Paley, it's taken on a whole new life. Sita Sings the Blues is a film Paley made based on her reading of the 3,000-year-old Sanskrit epic, the Ramayana. It's a highly personal and eclectic retelling, including cartoon animation, Indonesian shadow puppets, the voice of a 20s-era jazz singer, and the story of Paley's own tortured marriage, which she says was not unlike Rama and Sita's.
I had been reading the Ramayana, and then while I was reading different Ramayanas, my husband dumped me by email while I was on a business trip to New York. And this is before better dumpings had made the news, such as text message dumpings. This was rather groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah. How did that turn into Sita Sings the Blues?
It was a very difficult event for me to accept in my own life, and there was no real way for me to run away from it or explain it. And I was really struck from even my first reading of the Ramayana, I couldn't understand why Sita behaved the way she did and why Rama behaved the way he did. And in fact, I still don't completely understand why they behaved the way that they do. I mean, logically, it doesn't really make sense. But then the way I and my ex were behaving doesn't make logical sense either. I think, you know, reading this story that's thousands of years old and has been retold billions of times just made me feel connected to the human race. It made me realize, oh, what happened to me is not an isolated thing. This has been going on forever. This is a really primal, basic human experience. And, you know, Valmiki was writing about it, you know, in 500 BC.
Make Sita your wife, Ravana. Steal her from Rama.
Don't do it, Master.
I'll hear no arguments from you, Maricha. You must help me at once. Transform yourself into a beautiful golden deer to distract Rama. While Sita is unguarded, I'll grab her. Sita will be mine.
One of the things I love about your movie, frankly, is the singing of Annette Henshaw. I confess I'd never heard of her before, but boy, after this, I think anybody who's heard her sing is going to want to go find more. Where did you learn about her?
Well, that same couple weeks when I was in New York City on my business trip, my husband had just dealt me by email. I'd been reading Ramayanas. I was sleeping on the sofas of friends, and one of them was a record collector, Sherwin Dunner, actually. And he had Annette Henshaw in his collection. And I was hooked. And to me, it sounded, I just connected with it immediately, the same way I was connecting to the Ramayana at that point.
This is the sound of your emotion.
Yes, it is. And there's something so special about Annette Henshaw's voice. You know, the more I read about Sita, like, I didn't understand Sita. Like, why was she so nice? Why was she so pure? Why didn't she, like, ever just get mad at Rama or yell or do something violent or angry? And she never did. And I heard that quality in Annette Henshaw's voice, that even when she was singing these Man Done Me Wrong songs, it was with this sweet little voice.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Me, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing.
Tell me about the film. This is what you call 2D animation, isn't it?
Yes, it's two-dimensional as opposed to that newfangled 3D stuff.
But there's all sorts of stuff going on. Some of it looks as though it was painted on paper. The city scenes, San Francisco and New York, look like you used photographs in the background. Some of it is stick figures. Some of it is... You used a lot of different sources.
Yes, and a lot of different styles. There's, I think, four main categories of visual style in Sita Sings the Blues, and each one has its own kind of sound that's associated with it. So the scenes in which Annette Henshaw is singing, those are a really cartoony kind of Fleischer, Betty Boopy influenced I made some fake Mughal miniature paintings myself, where I painted using old watercolors on parchment paper. And then there's the unscripted part, where there's three friends of mine who had gotten to a recording studio here in New York, and they just spoke. They just answered questions about the Ramayana and had these hilarious conversations with each other.
You want to know the whole story? Oh, because Ram's father had four wives.
Four sons, three wives.
Okay, I know the names of the sons, by the way.
Kausalya. Yeah. No, that was the wife. Yeah. That's what I meant.
So, but
Kausalya, which? Sumitra, and Kaikeyi. And Kausalya's son was Ram. Sumitra's son was Lakshman. Sita was Ram's wife.
Right.
Sita has many names. Sita only being one of them.
Yeah.
Janaki also.
I'm representing the RSS.
And I saw a
Vaidehi.
Play.
Huh?
Vaidehi. I saw a play called Vaidehi, right, which I learned there was another name for Sita.
This was also clearly a very personal thing for you to do. In fact, there is in the movie one scene that's sort of brutally personal. Your stick figure, Nina, is calling your husband and begging him to come back to you. Sita sort of does the same thing. That has to have been difficult to do, wasn't it?
It was more difficult to live. You know, once I lived through it, it wasn't really as hard to recreate. I mean, I thought about this a lot. Yeah, I was really perplexed by my own behavior. That's another reason I was so fascinated by the Ramayana, because first when I read it, I was like, I don't understand Sita's behavior. And then it's like, I don't understand my own behavior at all. But I did that.
Do you feel closer to Sita after that?
I do, but of course I can only feel close to my conception of Sita, my understanding of Sita. Everyone is going to have their own, like, inner Sita, and I'm a lot closer to mine.
Hello?
Please take me back! Please, please, please! I'll do anything, please!
You have lived in another man's house, so you are unfit to be my wife.
What?
I have done my duty in rescuing you from the enemy and avenging the insult to myself. I have terrible suspicions about your character and conduct. Ravana was aware of your beauty. He cannot have kept you in his house for so long without touching you. The very sight of you is painful. You are free to go wherever you want. I have no more use for you, Sita.
If I had known this, I would have killed myself before and spared you this war. Build me a funeral pyre. I cannot bear to live. Despite my virtues, my husband has rejected me.
Has anybody argued that you shouldn't have done this? I mean, you are, after all, a white American woman. You are not raised Hindi. You were here reinterpreting a Hindu epic. I imagine some people would say the Ramayana is not yours to play with this way.
Yes, there was much of that. And of course, even I was concerned about doing it. Like, I thought a lot before I even started. Like, can I do this? Am I allowed to do this? But there was nothing else I could think of doing that made me want to actually live. I was so compelled towards doing this.
One of the things that must have been of some value to you is discovering the value of myth. I mean, you said that this was in part done because it was therapeutic for you. It was something you felt you had to, a story you had to tell because of the breakup. But looking at a story that has lasted for thousands of years, I suppose you began to look in it for ways to find your way into the future from that past.
Absolutely. It's a story that's really withstood the test of time. I mean, stories that are meaningless don't, they don't last for thousands of years, and they're not told by billions of people. So the very fact that it is such a culturally important story made me pay attention to it and made me sort of ask it for answers. The introduction to many Ramayanas talks about the blessings that are conferred upon the teller of the Ramayana, or the reader. And by reader, it could also mean reading aloud. You know, whoever reads the Ramayana will be blessed this way and that way. And it's true. Like, if you read it, if you share it, something happens to you.
Nina Paley is the creator of the film Sita Sings the Blues, a retelling of the ancient Sanskrit epic poem, the Ramayana.
Rama's great, Rama's good, Rama does what Rama should, Rama's just, Rama's right, Rama is our guiding light, perfect man. perfect son. Rama's loved by everyone.
Always right, never wrong. We praise Rama in this song. Sing.